Chronicles of Narnia. How did you first find out about them?
When I had just started work on the Kingdom of Heaven and was over in London, Andrew Adamson called me from New Zealand, where he'd just started, pre-production, and I was really glad to get the call. I mean, I had hoped to, because we got on really well on Shrek and Shrek 2, mm-hmm. and he directed those movies. He actually called me to say, "But I understand you're doing an epic 12th century film. By all means, nail it, but don't use up all your epic themes, because you're going to need some for my movie."
All right. So, were you a fan of the books before, or did
I had only read The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, actually. Mm-hmm. But I think there are 7 books, and I still to this day haven't read the others. No, I loved it. I remember, when I saw the first cut of this movie, it sort of was very much like my memory of the book.
So, now, do you often draw inspiration from the written word?
Wherever possible, I would read and really get into the script. I mean, the script is pretty useless after one's taken delivery of a cut of the movie, because, you know, many things change as they're shooting. But in the absence of any moving pictures, the script is the only thing one's got to hang on to, actually. And quite often, a director is loath to hand over any sort of a cut to a composer until he's got his director's cut, you know, in shape, which could be, 10 weeks into post-production. Sometimes it's really infuriating, one really wants to start getting into it, but we've all got our part to play in making these movies, and I can understand it. I rarely like playing a piece of music to a director that isn't finished yet.
Mm-hmm.
One's banking on them having the imagination to give you the benefit of the doubt.
Mm-hmm. Now, as a composer, your job is to write music.
Mm.
However, do you often use silence as a composing tool?
I think it can be very effective, and I think a combination of the sound effects, the overall sound and music, to make some choices where a quietness has a devastating effect. These things are, they're all open and up for grabs. But I wouldn't say that was a particular choice of mine. Hire me and you get loads of silence.
Mm-hmm.
But no, I know what you're saying, and that is a very valid point.
Mm-hmm. I'm speaking specifically of the scene where in Kingdom of Heaven, where he's up on top of the hill that where Jesus was crucified, and there's this loud silence.
Yeah, no, that actually was very, very purposeful. That's very well spotted. That was a concerted decision between Ridley and myself.
Mm-hmm.
It seemed, if he was, Balaam was crying out for some sign from God or from a higher power, that he was on the right trail, and it seemed a little trite to try and score that, to put that into musical words. So we took another path. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, you see these films long before the public sees them.
Yeah.
Does that ruin the movie-going experience for you?
Well, no, but because I could go and see King Kong tonight, and I know nothing about it. I know James Newton Howard well, but and I know the films of Peter Jackson, but it doesn't. If I go to a movie, I'll sit back and try and enjoy the experience and not let the score take me out of the movie.
Okay. All right. Well, what does the future hold for you?
Well, I'm going to do another film with Tony Scott and called Deja Vu,
mm-hmm.
And with Joel Schumacher, actually, an interesting film called The Number 23, quite a dark film about a man who gets obsessed by the number 23, which is going to star Jim Carrey in one of his darker roles. So I'm really looking forward to that. And then a little further in the future is I have 2 more animations to do for DreamWorks. The first is Flushed Away,
mm-hmm.
I won't be doing that until autumn 2006, till the fall, but I saw a very early cut of that this very morning, and I think that's going to be great fun. And then Shrek 3's got to be around the corner somewhere.
Yep. I just want to say thank you very much.
Thank you very much
for this opportunity to speak to you again.
Good. Thank you very much.
No problem.